The Convention People's Party has started a nationwide tour to galvanize support to win this year's elections. The communications director of the party, Niamah Konfra, told Radio Ghana that the flag bearer has already toured Upper East and parts of Greater Accra regions. He said the massive support that the party received at the places visited shows the party is heading towards victory.
Well, the campaign has been going down very well. We are doing everything that we plan to do, and we are outdooring our candidates in their various constituencies. They themselves are doing their own door-to-door campaign. They are raising their visibility in their respective constituency, with flags, with billboards, with posters, and they are doing area rallies, and we are assisting them where we can. I.e., the national leadership, the flag bearer, has gone to specific constituencies. But we are campaigning. The campaign is ongoing, and we are on schedule with everything that we plan. We will have specific regional rallies at specific times. In the last 3 months of the campaign, and we will do some specific constituency rallies, and so we are targeted with everything that we've planned.
Mr. Konfra, how many regions have you toured so far?
Our flag bearer has been to Upper East, Upper West, Northern, he's been to Central, he's been in and out of the Eastern region, he's been to Ashanti region, he's yet to do meaningful campaign in Borahafo, he's been to the Central region, the obvious Greater Accra. But before the election, we would have done all the regions a number of times, and we would have done major rallies in all of those regions.
How has he been received anytime he visits in all these regions?
Everywhere he's gone, he's been told that the country wants change. Everybody who saw his IEA encounter believed that he inspired a nation, they believed that he can be president. And so, Ghana must work again message is going down very well.
Why is he choosing his running mate?
Towards the end of September, when we do a final push campaign, we'll outdoor the running mate.
But this running mate, is it like it to be a male or a female?
I think Dr. Asaka has said that he's considering a female very strongly. Wherever we go, we hear that Dr. Sakara has inspired a nation. We hear that he's an inspiration to many. We hear that the vision of the CPP is the future of the country. And when we see manifestos of MPP, and we're waiting on a manifesto from the NDC, we know that almost every party now wants to return to the CPP economy, the sort of economy that we've already built in this country, which has been collapsed in the last 40 years. All political parties are now talking about returning to that economy. It's not a new economy. It's a CPP economy. We've done it before, and we will ask the people to trust us to deliver what every political party now wants to deliver for Ghana.
Niamah Konfra said the party has already filled candidates for the newly created 45 constituencies which are awaiting Parliament's approval.
We've got candidates in many of those areas already because we have done our assessment. We know that we have opportunity in about 4 or 5 regions where the new constituencies are being created. We have not had formal confirmations of those candidates, but many of those candidates in new constituencies are already putting up their billboards, putting up their posters, and they are campaigning.
Communications Director of CPP, Niamah Konfra.